We're very comfortable with the potential to grow the reserve ounces in Kibali, and particularly the underground reserves. I'm pretty confident that you'll see those numbers starting to come out over the next couple of quarters. That's for us. It's very important to get our mind around the model, because there's been a geological model is absent. It's been the valuation has been driven primarily by grade, and we've made a huge progress on getting the geological wireframes together, remapped all the boreholes, key boreholes. We've just finished a big phase of orientation drilling to get the three-dimensional geometry right, and that's important for us as we scope the project. The current feasibility study, which we're busy updating, gets up to about 480,000, 500,000 ounces, and that we feel that's a bit light when you look at the sort of size of the ore bodies and the potential to add more, because there's substantial potential to add more. The constraining factor is always underground and how you can manage the mining rate from a predominantly underground operation. But we, again, believe that there's some significant opportunity to review the and find more open pitable material.